Here at Marketplace Weekend, we often ask people in the spotlight, musicians, actors, artists, to tell us about their financial lives and what they've learned in their careers. It's a segment we call the Marketplace Quiz. This week's guest sat down with our producer, Eliza Mills.
I'm Gucci Mane, Redrick Davis. My job title would be entertainer, performer, rapper.
Fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you.
Ferraris. I done had two before, and I got one ordered. So this will be my third one next year.
In your next life, what would your career be?
Philosopher. I just feel like I'm unique. I just got a weird way of thinking. And I feel like in another life, I would love to share it with the world.
Do you feel like you sort of share it with the world already?
I do, but it'd be great if I was like known as the great Aristotle with Gucci.
What's the hardest thing about your job that not many people know about?
The hardest thing about my job to me is just the time away from, you know, your family. The road, you know, being on the road for weeks at a time is challenging. It's tough on the body, going back and forth in the airplane and just, you know, getting out of your routine. The traveling is sometimes it can be rough.
What is something that you bought that you now completely regret buying?
I don't know if I bought anything, but I did a lot of gambling back in the day that I regret doing. I used to go to Vegas and I gambled a lot of money that I wish I still had. I wish I never gambled that money. Shooting dice, playing blackjack.
And you'd take it back if you could?
Yeah, I definitely would take that back. That's something that I, you know, a lot of times I lost a lot of money back then just going too hard.
When did you first realize that rapping could be a career for you?
I guess after I made a couple of songs and played them for some people, and they were like, it's good, it got potential, and they just was blown away about it, and they gave me an encouragement to keep recording and keep trying to get better. Before I was rapping, I was going to school. I was enrolled in school. I was hustling, honestly.
What is your most prized possession?
My book. I'm super proud of that book. You know, I wrote it myself. I wrote it in prison. I just feel like it's a dope accomplishment to say, you know, I'm an author now. I done made so many CDs, so many mixtapes, but I told my story. I didn't die and let nobody else tell it for me. I told it, you know, while I was here. It just shows me that I'm evolving. I'm progressing.
What was your very first job?
I think my first job was, 100% picking up cans, recycling them, putting dirt in them to make them heavier, and take them to the can, man. You know, you put a little dirt, a little gravel in there, kind of make it weigh more. You crush it. It's a trick of the trade.
Just a little extra on top of that.
Yeah, just a little more. It add up at the end.
How old were you?
9. Made like $60-$70. It was me and like my homeboy OJ. That's how we actually met, one of my most common collaborators, and we'll pick them up and we'll take them to the store and they would pay us and we'll split the money. It'd probably be like $100 split between 2-3 people, you know, $40-$50 some days, something like that.
What is something that everyone should own no matter the cost?
A car. If all this fails, you know, if public transportation, what if you had to, you know, take a trip cross country or it's an emergency? You can't. Sometimes it just comes in handy to have your own vehicle so you don't have to rely on nobody else.
What advice do you wish that someone had given you before you started your career?
I wish somebody would have told me that it's not going to be easy. No matter what, just try to be resilient and keep pushing. When I give advice to people, I be telling them, like, they be like, it's hard. I be like, you know, find a way, make it happen, you know, get over it, you know. It's challenging trying to be a superstar, trying, you know, to reach that next level, but just embrace the challenge and just keep going.
I want to play a clip from one of your songs.
Okay.
And then I'm going to ask you about it. So you're a financial advisor. Can you make us wiser? What's a piece of financial advice that you would give?
Stack your money. You know, so many people always try to give me advice and be like, you should invest in this or you should invest in real estate or the next tick thing or something like that. But my strategy is you know, sometimes just have the money, just have it. Just put it up. Sometimes you don't even gotta invest it. Just stack it through the roof. Get burnt like charcoal. Say dope from the narcos and bring it to flat
shows. And we take chances, cause life is a gamble. Gucci Mane has a new book out, The Autobiography of Gucci Mane.